Mystery in a Cup of Tea, presented by Science at NASA. Using odds and ends from the space station pantry, researchers have learned something new about fluid physics. April 9th, 2004. Try this. In your kitchen at home, squirt a stream of warm honey into a cup of water or tea, and watch what happens. Sweet, gooey rivulets falling downward twist themselves into curlicues, filaments, and spinning smoke rings. It's mesmerizing, but only for a split second. Then the honey splats into the bottom of the cup. Gravity is such a brute. What you need is a kitchen in space. Without gravity dragging everything down, spinning rings of honey and water could hang suspended for hours. Honey ribbons would have more time to twist and turn, developing into no one knows what. How fluids mix in weightlessness is not well understood, says chemistry professor John Poyman of the University of Southern Mississippi. Here on Earth, he says, the physics is dominated by gravity. Dense fluids sink and light fluids rise. Everything else is a side effect of that basic motion. In space, however, gravity subsides and other, more subtle phenomena rule. Intermolecular forces, for example, can hold films or globs of fluid together that on Earth would be pulled apart by their own weight. These delicate structures can last for a long time simply because they float rather than crash into the floor of their container. That's not to say that weightless fluids are still. On the contrary, in a container holding two different fluids, like honey and water, scientists expect strange and complicated currents to flow. Tiny differences in fluid composition or temperature can, in theory, induce stresses that cause convection, explains Poyman. This effect, called Korteweg stress, is unobservable on Earth because buoyant motions overwhelm it. But in space, it could be important. How different is tea time in orbit? Astronaut Don Pettit showed us in 2003 when he filmed himself taking tea on board the International Space Station. Instead of sipping from a cup, Pettit used chopsticks to pluck grape-sized globs of tea from midair, grinning each time he popped one into his mouth. Poyman remembers seeing the film. I wanted to fly right up there and start experimenting, he says. Understanding how fluids behave, singly or in mixtures, is important to the space program, especially now that NASA plans to send people back to the moon and on to Mars. We're going to have to manufacture things in space, explains Poyman, and that means dealing with fluids. As an example, he offers plastics, a key component of habitats, radiation shields, rovers, etc. Plastics are usually formed by combining dissimilar fluids, or fluids and powders, then heating the mixture. If you've ever used Bondo to repair your car, you've done this yourself, says Poyman. You mix a resin together with peroxide to create a sticky plastic substance. Mixing is also necessary for certain types of medical space research, especially protein crystal growth and microgravity, notes Poyman. When two fluids are put together, do Korteweg currents flow? Do the fluids dissolve evenly or break apart into droplets? These details actually make a difference. Poyman couldn't go to the ISS himself, so he devised an experiment that astronauts could do for him, the Miscible Fluids and Microgravity Experiment, or MFMG for short. MFMG is a very simple experiment, he says. It involves two syringes, a drinking straw, honey, and water. All of these things were already on board the ISS. One syringe is filled with honey, or a honey-water solution, the other with pure water. The tips of the syringes are connected via a short tube, the straw. When all is ready, an astronaut gently squirts a blob of honey into the water, or vice versa, and films what happens. ISS science officer Mike Fole did the experiment last week and transmitted the video to Earth. We've already learned something new, says Poyman. There's a number in fluid physics theory called the square gradient parameter, or K. It's proportional to the strength of intermolecular forces between two different fluids, like honey and water. How two fluids behave when mixed in low gravity is going to depend on K, says Poyman. We've never been able to measure K on Earth for a pair of miscible or mixable fluids. Its value could be anything. But just from watching the video of MFMG, we've got an upper limit on K. It must be less than 10 to the minus 8th newtons. He reached this conclusion in the following way. If K were much greater than 10 to the minus 8 newtons, honey blobs injected into water would quickly assume a spherical shape. But they didn't. The blobs, squeezed gently into elongated shapes as they passed through the nozzle of the syringe, remained elongated. The fact that we could do this using only odds and ends on board the space station is encouraging, says Poyman. A similar procedure could be used to set limits on or actually measure K for many different pairs of fluids. Some fluids are more important than others. Poyman is most interested in monomers and polymers that might be used in space manufacturing. Such fluids are simpler, internally, than honey is, so they might lend themselves to cleaner measurements of fluid physics constants. It's unlikely, though, that any of those other fluids will be as much fun or as mesmerizing as honey. Who knows what new physics lies in its sweet spinning smoke rings or gooey dancing ribbons? It's something to think about the next time you're relaxing with a cup of tea and you reach for the honey. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.